You are listening to the audio production of Daniel, A Strong Man is Faithful, a 30-day devotional by Vince Miller, published by David C. Cook. This book is read by the author. To every man facing impossible challenges, Daniel was faithful from beginning to end. Be that man. Introduction. Daniel is a fascinating character study. His story begins when, as a teenager, he is taken into captivity, re-educated, renamed, and possibly castrated. He becomes a refugee in Babylonia under multiple kings, but one in particular, Nebuchadnezzar, looms large in Daniel's story. King Nebuchadnezzar led the greatest superpower nation that had ever existed. He ruled much of the known world. In this book, we're going to read the compelling account of these two men. In the end, we will learn how to suffer under an enemy king, in a foreign land, underneath unbiblical ideologies, with strange gods, against jealous plots, and before powerful officials, and still remain faithful. The question I have for you as we begin is, are you that man? Or maybe the better question is, do you want to be that man? If so, you are studying the right book of the Bible because Daniel is the man to show us the way. It's always a slow fade. In the third year of the reign of King Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand with some of the vessels of the house of God. Daniel chapter 1, verses 1 through 2. In these verses, we are confronted with a monumental question. Why did God give his land, people, and leader over to be enslaved by an enemy superpower? We can't ignore Daniel's wording here. The Lord gave Judah into his hand. When we ask a big question of God, we must keep in mind that we might be seeing the situation from a narrow perspective. There is a lot of history that landed Israel in this predicament, and God has a much bigger picture and a longer view of life, events, and people than we do. We see only what we see and draw conclusions from that. But there are two main reasons why God handed them over. First, he handed them over because God is just. He must discipline his children when they disobey. We don't always like this about God, but he must do this to be true to his character. Second, he handed them over because they were sinful, and he promised he would punish them for their disobedience. Listen to the words of Isaiah. Behold, the days are coming when all that is in your house and that which your fathers have stored up till this day shall be carried to Babylon. Nothing shall be left, says the Lord. And some of your own sons, who will come from you, whom you will father, shall be taken away, and they shall be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon. Isaiah chapter 39, verses 6 through 7. Sometimes in this life, we don't take God's teachings, directions, and warnings seriously enough. Thus, we distance ourselves from him and his truth to do the things we want to do. As a result, we begin to look more and more like men of the world rather than men of God. And if we become men of the world, then God gives us over to our worldly choices to do what we want to do. See Romans chapter 1, verses 21 through 32. God wants a different sort of man for his kingdom. Paul said in Romans, and since they did not see fit to acknowledge God, God gave them up to a debased mind to do what ought not to be done. Chapter 1, verse 28. As we start our walk through the book of Daniel, be prepared to hear God say some hard things to his nation and people. This means God might have some hard things to say to us and our nation in our time. And remember, he is just, so the time to respond to his discipline is now. Ask this. Are you giving yourself to things that are not of God? Do this. Come back to God today before he must send strong discipline. Pray this. God, I come back to you today.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?